We are stained with salt. Often when I imagine you, the sea flowers open and the birds hold their breath, waiting for your arrival. I would describe myself as a shell, worn away by wind, rock, and sea, as mistress of the sands, and the sky is not friendly. This is the kind of day when your existence curls out from a wave, better than intoxication or declarations of loyalty and light. I hear your voice as you talk to yourself of how you would sleep in a church just to feel the solitude, not really to believe in God or statues. But I don't want to think of you in objects or traversed by lessons in big, dusty places. I love you more than the holy form or the permanent mark on the inside carved by waters and heavy storms. I've seen how you gather your dreams in your pockets and collect the sea, impregnated with splashes of earth and the touch of everything. How I love your hands, fatigued by sorrow and hurt by prophecies. So I make myself an offering, full of emptiness, wakefulness, and stains, waiting on the ground as it trembles all around us for the rough comfort of your embrace.